According to the National Credit Regulator, outstanding consumer credit stands at around 1.9 trillion rand, and no doubt a little extra was added to that figure over Black Friday and the festive season in 2019. Consumers have been under financial strain for some time, due in part to a lackluster economy and job losses. But if you are in a financial bind and you're over-indebted and you don't know whether you're coming or going, these problems are not insurmountable. Well, to share some tips on how we can win on the financial management front in 2020, I'm joined on the line by Carla Oberholzer. She's a debt advisor at DebtSafe. Thanks very much, Carla, for joining us on the show. So last year, it was noted that there was a growth trend in unsecured lending, with reports that consumers were turning to credit for basic day-to-day expenses. So we know that things have been tough, but no doubt the festive season will have added to this.
Yes, definitely, Nompo. If we look at the latest National Credit Regulator statistics, over 25 million credit active consumers are out there, of which more than 10 million have impaired credit records already. And that is without taking December month into account. So it is very staggering.
So let's speak to that consumer that feels like they're in a bit of a financial pickle with debts ringing out of their ears. And in that situation where there's very little discretionary income left by the time they take care of their debts, what do they need to do to work towards an improved balance sheet?
First of all, I would just like to tell the consumer out there that they shouldn't be too hard on themselves. And we have to think of something new and to say it's go time. It's time to intervene if my financials are not portraying and reflecting what they're supposed to. And what am I going to do? First of all, we have to budget properly. And that comes in when we look at our net income. That's basically our salary amount after deductions like tax or UIF. And then we have to minus our investments. That would be long-term, like, say, a retirement annuity or educational savings for ourselves or our children. And then minus expenditures. That would be our debit orders going off, service agreements, credit agreements, standing payments. And then if we see that we have a minus amount left at the end of the month, that is when we see a red alert. If it's a surplus, that is great. But what do we do if we see that minus alert sign at the end? We have to make alterations, and we have to make sure that what am I going to do rather now than later facing financial responsibilities. And that's basically when you take stock of our income and say, listen, are there any unnecessary expenditures or, you know, avoidable costs that I can take care of or can cut out? So, you know, these days, I would recommend the consumer out there to take their latest bank statements, the previous 3 months, and get out that magnifying glass, you know, look it in the eye, take it to your calculator, and make sure that the things you are currently paying for are indeed necessary.
Yes.
Identify the costs that should have been avoided, say that gym contract, that pay TV you never use, and cut it out. And avoidable expenses can also be things like small things like takeaways or other luxuries like excessive shopping sprees. I heard another expert actually saying, why do you buy new clothes if you already have clothes? Why do you buy branded items when you can't really afford it? And these are hard questions or, you know, statements to make, but we have to look in the mirror and say, listen, I have to turn my financial situation around 2020. So how am I going to get my budget in a surplus or in a plus? I have to either get rid of my debt or I have to boost my income in a way, but that's not always possible.
Yes.
You know, you can try, but would rather get rid of your debt first and see where those spending leaks are.
So it might be difficult for people, especially if it's been a way of life for them, but presumably limiting or completely reducing the use of credit card is one sure way of beginning to deal with one's debt problems.
Yes, definitely, Nompi. So all the psychological experts say actually that it takes 21 days to get into a new rhythm or, you know, a new money psychology that you can train your brain. So I'd really like to encourage the consumer out there to start small, start with those small habits and try not to use your credit cards for living expenses, you know, walking in the shopping mall or groceries or when you go to add some fuel to your car. And try each month to pay off your debt bit by bit. And you can start with a method I call the snowball method. Firstly, paying off that store card with the lowest installment or the lowest amount of debt first, and then later on moving to your more advanced or interest-rated debt. And then sometimes a lot of South Africans can be very diligent and they say, no, I want to tackle that credit card because that has been a major problem for me in 2019. So I want to tackle that credit card first. So
yes,
you're more than welcome to do that, but it's a bit more difficult. So I'd rather stick to something that I can tick off my list and say, oh, look, I've paid my store card off and now I can move that 200 rand installment to my next date and pay that off. And I think it's about being proactive and keep your mini economy going and say, yes, things are negative out there, but we have to try and make our mini economy stable and make it work. And we have to be sure that we set an example for those youngsters around us. We forget that our kids and the youngsters actually see our behavior,
yes,
and our actions, and they only see you take your and go to the ATM and you withdraw cash or you just use your card and you use a PIN, but they have no idea where money comes from. And I think it's very, very important to include our loved ones and to say, listen, this is what a budget is and we have to work together to maintain February's budget or March's budget or the next.
Being in a financial bind is not insurmountable, is it? I mean, and there's a lot of people out there that can, you know, help people who are in difficulties. Just tell us about the benefit of getting advice from a financial planner or advisor.
Yes, definitely. Getting out of debt is not a one-man show, and there are financial professionals out there. And I think, Andrew, it's best to start with what is familiar and with your family and friends and say, whom have they been asking for advice or who can they recommend? Because it's nice to work within your trust circle, and it's sometimes difficult to just with the push of a button on the internet to find somebody reliable.
Mm.
And I think that's where we have to start. There are financial planners, there's advisors, there's brokers, if you're looking more for insurance type of help, or even your banker that can advise you on products that's available, not only for a sale. That is not the best way to go, but to say, listen, I really need help. I need to get out of my debtful situation. What would be the best option? And then obviously in worst case scenarios, if you receive a form of income, the National Credit Regulator recommends something like debt review. I have to be honest, it's not the easiest of processes. You have to think thoroughly about this, but if you're on the brink of losing your car or your house, your assets, then it is an option to consider.
Mm.
And you can do your research well. Don't just jump into something. Make sure that you do your research well. You ask advice all around. You do. You can ask by email or phone, whichever communication method you prefer. And you are the client. You are the consumer. You have to be in control of your finances and ask around and be sure that you make the best choice for your finances. In 2020.
Yeah. In the debt review process, just give us a bit of a sense of what's involved, especially that issue of the fact that your assets are protected while you're under debt review.
Yes, definitely, Nambu. So when you go under debt review and the court has set and declared you over indebted and that the debt review process will indeed help you, and your advice to a debt counsellor, a regulated debt counsellor that works with the National Credit Regulator, so they're not allowed to ask fees that they want. It's regulated, and in the process, your car, your house is protected. And I just want to mention that you need to receive a form of income to do that. And the thing is, when it comes to a debt counselor, they take care of the overall need that you have. So they actually assist you with budgeting properly. And during that process, I just want to inform the consumer that you're not allowed to take out more credit.
Mm.
And, you know, you have to basically cut up those credit cards. But it's, you know, it's a rehabilitative process. So it's in the good run for you and for your money. And in the long run, you'll be happy. So it takes a few years, depending on the amount of debt that you incurred. But they structure it in a plan. And then they also negotiate with your creditors behind the scenes to work really hard to get the lowest installment. So you pay, you know, there is admin fees and everything involved, but they work it out in an amount, and it's obviously less than you're paying right now and that you can't afford, but then you obviously pay off your debt within a few years, and it's not a quick fix at all.
And fundamentally, and in conclusion, when people do go back to having a clean bill of financial health, the key will be for them not to fall back into those habits that led them into difficulties in the first place.
Oh, definitely, Humphrey. I can tell you of clients that said, I'm never going through this. But then we also end up having clients returning to the debt review process, which is actually staggering, to you have to control your financial environment, and you have to learn from the process and not fall into the debt trap. And sometimes, you know, the marketing gimmicks, all the creditors, they can lure you into something. You have to be really careful, and you have to stand firm and make sure that from 2020, you're going to take baby steps, but you're not going to fall for those marketing gimmicks, and you don't want to fall in debt trap again. You actually want to set an example for your children and for those around you and for yourself. You want to have that accomplishment of, you know, no financial woes in the future, but only financial gain, and then having a long and happy financial life for you and those around you.
That was Carla Oberholzer. She's a debt advisor at DebtSafe.